21-24, Fisher's Point.
Mr. Chair, I've asked council to read the motion for me.
Thank you, Mr. Hawkins. It is Mr. Hawkins' motion to grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2021-24 for Fisher's Point based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. This subdivision will be served by individual on-site septic systems, and the applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 21,780 square feet. As stated by the applicant, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 48 lots on 40.657 acres. This results in a density of approximately 1.3 lots per acre, which is well below the permitted density for the site. Three, the location is in a developing area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, the subdivision will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Five, the subdivision contains approximately 5.3 acres of open space, which represents about 13% of the site. Six, there are non-tidal wetlands on the site. All regulated wetlands will be preserved and no wetlands will be within any lots. Seven, the project will be served by individual wells and septic systems. Eight, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes open space, preservation of mature trees and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. Nine, it's evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25E of the zoning code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first and locating the roads and lots last. 10, the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the subdivision code. 11, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 12, a waiver from the right-of-way and pavement width requirements is appropriate, subject to the approval of the Sussex County Engineering Department and the State Fire Marshal for areas identified as Stag Run, Lugo Court, and the area of Fisher's Point, north of lots 14 and 18. 13, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 48 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 5.3 acres of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the management of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to lots 18 through 30 and lot 44. This buffer shall utilize existing forest and or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. Excuse me. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, no lots shall contain any wetlands. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. H, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets. I, the site shall be served by individual on-site wells and septic systems. J, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards, subject to the waiver approved for Stag Run, Bluegill Court, and the northernmost portion of Fisher's Point. Let me go back. And the northernmost portion of Fisher's Point, north of lots 14 and 18. And this waiver is subject to the approval of the Sussex County Engineering Department and the State Fire Marshal. In addition, the landscape plan shall include a planning design depicting the location and heights of a mixture of vegetation in the entrance boulevard to mitigate the glare of headlights shining in the southbound direction towards the entrance. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Mapping Office. L, construction site work and delivery shall occur only on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. M, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. N, the final site plan and declaration of restrictions shall state that hunting and agricultural exhibit, let me start this one over, and the final site plan and declaration of restrictions shall state that hunting and agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. Oh, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify the limits of disturbance within the site. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning, and R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-24 Fisher's Point for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I also vote yes for the same reason Mr. Hopkins just did.
Okay. And Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the commotion. In the commotion. The motion.
We're all struggling.
That's a good one. I never said that one before. Good. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Okay, our next item is conditional use number 2323, Leslie Brocious.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2323 for Leslie Brocious for a treehouse and yurt based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a treehouse and yurt as short-term vacation rental units in addition to the existing house on the property. Two, with the conditions and limitations included in this recommendation, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Three, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as part of the Sussex County Council hearing process, Council and its attorney should consider whether there are any recorded restrictive covenants that may impact this proposed use. B, there shall be no more than one treehouse and one yurt-style structure on this property in addition to the existing mobile home. A yurt is a semi-permanent tent-like structure built upon a permanent platform. This use shall be considered a tourist home under the code, and neither the yurt nor the treehouse shall have kitchen facilities. C, the location of the yurt and treehouse, along with a bathroom facility, shall be shown on the final site plan. D, there shall be at least one on-site parking space designated for each structure, in addition to the two spaces required for the existing home. These shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked at the site itself. E, the yurt, treehouse, and bathroom facilities shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways by a vegetative buffer. The location, dimensions, and plantings of this buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. F, one small unlighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 8 square feet in size. G, all trash receptacles shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The location of these receptacles shall be shown on the final site plan. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2323, Leslie Brocious. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion because yurts are great.
Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Mayor?
Let the record show I recuse myself.
Okay. And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Mears abstaining. Okay, our next item is subdivision 2022-06, Emily Sloan Trust.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of 2022-06 Amelie Sloan Trust for the subdivision of 4 lots based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks approval of a standard subdivision to develop 4.57 acres of land into 6 single-family lots within the existing Pinewater Farm subdivision. The land that is the subject of this application was held back from the Pinewater Farms subdivision and never formally integrated into it. Two, there was a lot of testimony in support of this application and in opposition to it. Most of the opposition focused on the number and size of the proposed lots. Three, when Pinewater Farms was first established, all the lots were generally at least 3/4 acre in size to accommodate on-site septic systems and wells. There is no central sewer available in this area at that time. There was no. Once Sussex County brought sewer service to the area, it became feasible for a smaller lot size of at least 20,000 square feet. Four, although the applicant is seeking 6 lots that are at least 20,000 square feet in size, these are significantly smaller than the existing developed lots that surround this land on 3 sides. Five, among other factors, the Sussex County Subdivision Code, and particularly Section 99-9C of the code, requires the commission to consider how this subdivision is integrated into the surroundings and the compatibility with other area land uses. This is an unusual situation since this application is for land that is entirely within an existing subdivision, but not actually part of it. As a result, these criteria are much more significant than a typical standalone subdivision. The 6 proposed lots are not consistent with the larger Pinewater Farms lots that surround this subdivision. Instead, as stated by many people in opposition, a reduction to 4 larger lots is much more appropriate for this area and is more consistent with the surrounding developed lots. 6. At 4 lots, this subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and protects the orderly growth of the county. 7. Each of the 4 lots shall be at least 3/4 acre in size, and the density of the development will be less than 1 unit per acre, which is consistent with the surrounding Pinewater Farms development. 8. The 4-lot subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. 9. A waiver from the buffer requirements of Section 99-5 of the Sussex County Code is appropriate since this development is surrounded by the Pinewater Farm subdivision and will be visually integrated into the development. 10. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A. There shall be no more than 4 lots within the subdivision. B. The lots will be served by individual wells. C. The lots shall be connected to Sussex County Central Sewer System. D. Any required stormwater management improvements shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. E. Street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Information Office. F. A revised preliminary site plan depicting the reduction from 6 to 4 lots and noting these conditions and approval must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And G. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-06 Amelie Sloan Trust for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Zoe Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022-03, Paradise Meadows.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of subdivision 2022-03 for Paradise Meadows based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The average lot size is 8,806 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 191 lots on 95.87 acres. This is within the permitted density of the site. Three, the location is in the low density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, the applicant has adequately addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. Five, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Six, there will be a 30-foot perimeter buffer around the site, and the site design complies with the new wetland buffer standards, even though it predicated the code amendment. Seven, the proposed subdivision contains approximately 43.85 acres of open space, which represents about 45.7% of the entire site. Eight, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, this subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 10, it is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of Section 115-25 of the Zoning Code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first and locating the roads and lots last. 11, the subdivision meets the purpose of the Zoning and Subdivision Codes and Comprehensive Plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 12, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. 13, the preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 191 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 45% of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to lands of other ownership. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. If any existing trees or similar vegetation dies or is removed from the buffer area for any reason, the trees or vegetation will be replanted to meet the standards of Section 99-5 of the Subdivision Code. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffered area. F. As proffered by the applicant, there shall be a minimum setback from non-tidal wetlands to any buildings of at least 30 feet. Where trees or other vegetation currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited unless indicated on the final site plan. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of this buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of buffer area except as noted on the final site plan. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. H, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. I, amenities including a clubhouse, pool, tot lot shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 95th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. J, the subdivision shall be served by publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Information Office. M, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. And the applicant shall coordinate with local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. O, there shall be a building setback of at least 50 feet from any lands in an agricultural preservation district. Final site plan and declaration of restrictions shall also be included in the agricultural use protection notice. P, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. Q, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. R, revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-03, Paradise Meadows, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item is change of zone number 1969, Ron Sutton.
Mr. Chairman, our council is going to read this into the record for me.
Okay, Mr. Mears, this one being change of zone 1969 for Ron Sutton. Mr. Mears' motion is that the commission recommend approval of change in zone number 1969 for Ron Sutton for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer are available. Two, the stated purpose of the MR district is satisfied for this site. Both central water and sewer will be available. Three, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning code in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Four, the property is in the vicinity of a commercially zoned parcel and there are GR zone properties in the general area. In the case of the C1 zoning, a wide variety of commercial uses are permitted and that district also allows residential development up to 12 units an acre. This rezoning is consistent with the other zoning and land uses in the area. Five, the site is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Six, the comprehensive plan suggests that higher densities, such as those permitted in the MR district, can be appropriate where there is water and sewer available, there are appropriate roadways to handle the density, and there are nearby commercial or employment centers. All of those factors are satisfied with regard to this application. Seven, there's a letter in support of this application in the record from a neighboring property owner stating that the change in zone to MR zoning is appropriate for this parcel of land. And eight, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for the site.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1969, Ron Sutton, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I'm not voting because I wasn't at the hearing.
That's right. Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2339, Ron Sutton.
Council will read this one into the record also, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mears. I'm getting a workout tonight here. Thanks. Mr. Mears' motion is to move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2339. For Ron Sutton for 60 multifamily units in an MR medium density residential district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the application seeks the approval of 60 multifamily structures on approximately 14.45 acres. The units will be duplex style units with individual lots. Two, the property is in an area where a variety of development has generally occurred. There is commercially zoned land across the street and there are properties with GR zoning and townhomes in the area. Three, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan, which states that a range of housing types are acceptable here, including medium and high densities, where the site is near commercial areas, is served by central water and sewer, where the use is in keeping with the character of the area and the other similar factors. These types of considerations exist with regard to this site. Four, an environmental assessment and public facility report was submitted by the applicant in support of this project. Five, approximately 5.2 acres or 36.3% of the site will remain as open space, which exceeds the minimum code requirements for this project. Six, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Seven, the project will not have an adverse impact on traffic or roadways. Eight, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Nine, the development will be served by central water. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall be 60. B, the developer and then the condominium association shall be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of the development, roadways, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. D, the project will be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide sewer to the project. E, the project shall be served by Central Water to provide drinking water and fire protection. F, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer of at least 20 feet in width along the perimeter of this development adjacent to lands of other ownership, and 30 feet in width along the adjacent agricultural property that is currently farmed. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing graded area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer area nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, construction activities, including site work and deliveries, shall only occur between 7:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall be no construction activities on the site on Sundays. The 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. H, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the County Geographic Information Office. I, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. J, the amenities on this site shall include a pool and bathhouse. These amenities shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of the community on or before the issuance of the 30th residential building permit. K, any streetlights shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. L, the interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements, and there shall be sidewalks on at least one side of all streets. M, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. And in addition to the main entrance onto Central Avenue, there shall be a second point of vehicular access to Central Avenue for emergency use only. This location and the details of this emergency access shall be shown on the final site plan. O, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. P, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. And Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2339, Ron Sutton, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Not voting because I wasn't at the hearing.
Okay. And Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and the motion carries 4-0. Okay, we're going to need to silence that cell phone.
I'm trying.
Okay, well, it's got an on-off switch. Try that one. Okay, thank you. All right, our next item is conditional use number 2328, Sunrise Solar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, I've asked Councilor to read this motion for me. I was still concerned about my man's phone down there.
Well, looks like you got her straightened out.
You got her.
Everything's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. The motion from Mr. Hopkins is that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2328 for Sunrise Solar for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the owner of the property has testified that this is an adaptive use of his farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. It will remain open and maintain its fundamental agricultural function through sheep grazing on the property to maintain vegetation. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.9 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. Four, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. Five, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on adjacent and neighboring roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Six, based upon the testimony in the record, it is evident that no significant noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Seven, there will be a buffer to screen the view of the solar farm from nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. Eight, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. And nine, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties of roadways or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any transformers or similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site away from any nearby residential uses. F, all of the grounds, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that they do not become overgrown. G, stormwater management and erosion sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner consistent with best management practice. H, the final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of any stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. I, the site's boundaries that are adjacent to residential uses shall have a buffer planted and maintained in such a manner as to screen the view of the solar farm from the residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. This buffer and the landscaping within it shall be shown in the final site plan. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Is there a second?
I can't second it.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2328 Sunrise Solar for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Latoya Stevenson?
Not voting.
Okay.
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. The next item is a conditional use number 2329, Thomas Gragan, trustee.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend a denial of conditional use 2329 for Thomas Dragon trustee for a boat restoration business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the applicant is proposing a boat restoration business along Derrickson's Creek. This is proposed to occur within a 48 by 100 foot metal building with outside storage of boats awaiting service. Two, there was testimony in the record that Derrickson's Creek is a dead-end residential street and there is no other businesses or similar uses located along this roadway. It is not suitable for the volume of commercial boat and trailer traffic that would be generated by this use. Three, the proposed use is fairly intensive commercial use that will generate noise, dust, and possible odors from the chemicals and compounds used. This would occur within close proximity to adjacent homes. This use and the activities and the noise generated by it is not compatible with the surrounding residential community. Four, this recommendation for denial is consistent with the Planning and Zoning Commission's denial of a much less intensive use in case number 12,490. In that case, the board denied a bed and breakfast and a wedding venue on this same road, although that proposed use was less intensive than the boat restoration. The board denied the variance because of concerns about noise, traffic, character of the use, and other factors having an adverse effect on the neighborhood. Those same concerns with regard to this application and support a denial of this application. Number five, there are other locations that are more appropriate for this use, including properties that are specifically zoned for industrial, commercial, or marine uses. This intense use is not appropriate with this residential zoned area. Six, there was substantial testimony in the record, including testimony from a neighbor who resides in a home approximately 100 feet from the proposed building, that the use would adversely affect the character in the neighborhood based upon traffic, noise, dust, and other similar concerns. I found this testimony to be compelling and that it supports a denial of this application for all these reasons and others in the record. This application should be denied.
A second.
Moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2329, Thomas Dragon Trustee. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
I vote in favor of the denial of this application for the reasons and conditions stipulated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I wasn't here for the hearing, so I'm
okay.
Not voting.
Ms. Wingate?
I vote in favor to deny this application for reasons stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote to deny based on the reasons in my motion.
Okay. And the chair votes in favor of the motion to deny for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2331, Sweet Meadows Riding Academy.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2331 for Sweet Meadows Riding Academy for a horse riding academy with overnight accommodations based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is a 5-acre parcel of land owned by the applicant that is currently being used as a small farm. In 2003, the Sussex County Board of Adjustments granted a special use exemption to operate a riding academy on this property. This application seeks to expand that use to allow campers to stay overnight. Two, this use is an extension of the riding academy and the agriculture zoning of this property, and it is consistent with the surrounding uses. Three, the applicant intends to allow campers to stay overnight as a part of an overall equestrian and agriculture experience associated with the riding academy. Four, the property shall be served by central sewer from Sussex County. Four. Five, this is an appropriate agritourism use within the AR1 zoning district. Six, the site is in a developing area in a close proximity to the coastal and commercial areas according to the county future land use map. This little agritourism use is appropriate in this location according to the plan. Seven, there was no opposition to this application and there was one letter of support for it. Eight, with the condition and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. Nine, this use promotes agriculture activities in Sussex County and it is innovative agritourism destination. That's a tough one on me. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the accommodations associated with this shall be used in conjunction with the approved riding academy on the site by guests engaged in the specific use of the horse riding academy. B, the location of the overnight accommodation shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall be no more than 10 cabins or yurt structures on the site. C, all entrance locations shall be subject to review and approval of DLDOT. D, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. E, an existing buffer has been established along the north and east boundaries along parcel 27.02, and a 6-foot tall privacy fence has been installed along the south and west property lines along parcel 27.06. This buffer and fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. No buffer is currently required along parcel 28 given the agriculture use of that property. Should parcel 28 ever be developed, the applicant shall install a buffer along that common boundary line. F, all dumpsters and other trash containers shall be outside of the setback line and screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2331, Sweet Meadows Riding Academy, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I'm not voting because I wasn't for the hearing, even though I'd like to. Sounds great. That's good.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
And Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2335, Joseph Kraft.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use number 2335 for Joseph Kraft for a gunsmithing business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a gunsmithing business located on the property where the applicant resides. Two, the use is small in nature and the applicant is the only person involved in the use. It is very nearly a home occupation which would be a permitted use on this property. Three, the applicant stated that there will be very little direct interaction with the public. A business will be conducted by appointment only, all business. Four, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the applicant has stated that there will not be a firing range located on the premises. Six, the use provides a needed service for residents of Sussex County who own firearms. As a result, the use has a public or semi-public character. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for professional gunsmithing. There shall not be a firing range on the premises. B, the applicant must comply with all federal and state license and regulation for the use. C, as stated by the applicant, the use shall occur within the applicant's existing building on the site. D, as stated by the applicant, there shall not be any sign associated with this use. E, final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2335, Joseph Kraft, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I'm not voting because I wasn't here for the hearing.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time.